Islam is the way of life. Islam is the complete way of life. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the complete way of life. Islam is the complete way of life. Is the complete way of life.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Alhamdulillah, dearest Madani channel viewers, welcome to our series. And in today's topic, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, the discourse is about the Rahmah, the mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Before we can proceed, let us hear about the significance and importance of sending Durood Sharif upon our beloved master, Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It comes out in one narration of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that decorate your gatherings with the recitation and sending of Durood Sharif upon me, for your sending of Durood Sharif upon me will be a source of salvation for you on the day of Qiyamah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi. The niyat of a believer is even greater than his own action. So let us make good intentions. What intention? That insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, from the very beginning till to the end of this program, we will insha'Allah pay attention, be focused, and listen attentively to the lecture. And with the sole purpose, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, to gain the reward and pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. And that as well, insha'Allah, we should intend that whatever we're going to learn, whatever important points that we pick up from this discourse, we, insha'Allah, will share with others Islamic knowledge so as to spread Islamic knowledge to others. I too, alhamdulillah, I also make good intention that insha'Allah, this discourse, I do it to gain the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And insha'Allah, may Allah Azza wa Jal enable us that we understand and we practice upon what we learn. Now, in the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal says,
فَقُلْ رَبُّكُمْ ذُو رَحْمَةٍ وَاسِعَةٍ.
That limitless is your Lord in His mercy. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is full of love and kindness to His creation. All the blessings and goodness in this world, as well as most importantly or ultimately, the one that will come in the hereafter, are clear proof of the mercy, rahmah of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Now when we study Islam, we will find that indeed Islam teaches that Allah Azza wa Jal is so merciful. Allah Azza wa Jal is full of rahmah. Allah Azza wa Jal is more merciful towards us than even our own mothers. How can it be otherwise when some of Allah Azza wa Jalla's names and attributes include amongst the one who accept tawbah, the compassionate, the loving, the forbearing one, the most gracious, the most merciful, the source of goodness, the most generous, and the one who bestows his ni'mah, his favors in abundance. Now, these are some of the attributes of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. If we start carefully, the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal, which are all characterized by the mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, which is also, you find that there is lot of mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal in His attributes, as well as there is lot of goodness and generosity. So, when we study the attributes of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, they testify to the vastness, to that vastness and perfection of Rahmah of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, which Allah Azza wa Jalla blesses all of His entire creation. So Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us in the Holy Quran, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Then which of the blessings of your Rabb, of your Allah, full of mercy, full of rahmah, do you deny? Now, throughout life, people are receiving the blessings of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, be it good health, sight, hearing, nourishment, clean air, children, wealth, and countless other blessings that Allah Azza wa Jalla constantly, Allah Azza wa Jalla is showering us with. Some use Allah's given gifts of intelligence and reasoning to acknowledge the blessings of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, to grasp the purpose of their very existence into this earth, and thereby they submit to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Others, however, do not appreciate the rahmah of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla toward their own selves. Even though Allah Azza wa Jalla feeds them, sustains them, and despite their disobedience toward them, they are given by Allah Azza wa Jalla. When we look and examine, they are given still despite disobedience, they are given mobility, they are given enjoyment, freedom of thought and action, despite outright denial. And even those that do not even have faith and iman in Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, so their very existence will not be were it not for the rahmah and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Ultimately, everyone has the free will to acknowledge the blessings of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, use them in a manner ordained by Allah Azza wa Jal, the Lord and Rabb of mankind, and worship Him alone. So, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, let's examine and outline a glimpse of some of those blessings of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Right? Because if you were to try and count the favors of Allah Azza wa Jalla, we could not even enumerate any one of the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Is Allah Azza wa Jal is Ghafoorur Rahim. Allah Azza wa Jal is so forgiving and merciful. So, let us examine some of these. For example, guidance through divine scriptures and anbiya. Now Allah Azza wa Jal has placed us on this earth, on the surface of this earth. And Allah Azza wa Jal has given us life in this world. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He has given us anbiya alayhimus salam. And in our case, Allah Azza wa Jal has showered us with the mercy in the form of His beloved Habib Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, through this divine help of Allah Azza wa Jalla, through divine scriptures and anbiya alayhimus salam, Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us in the Holy Quran,
نَزَّلَ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ مصدقا لما بين يديه وأنزل التوراة والإنجيل.
It is He who has sent down the book, that is the Quran, to you with truth, confirming what came before it, and He sent down the Torah and the Injil. So this tells us from the beginning of creation, man was never left alone to face the struggles of life alone. So due to the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, men received revelation through the Anbiya alayhimus salam, who conveyed and taught to the people to guide and protect them. Subhanallah. The most perfect and merciful of revelation was indeed the Holy Quran, and that was sent to the last of all the Anbiya and Mursaleen, our beloved Master Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now the Quran, the final revelation of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, it superseded and abrogated the previous revelations and is the ultimate mercy. It is the ultimate rahmah and mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal and guidance to mankind. Just as Allah Azza wa Jalla sent Anbiya alayhimus salam in the past, ye also Allah Azza wa Jalla sent mankind a living, perfect and practical example how the Quran's teachings of rahmah, mercy and justice should be practically applied in our daily lives. This example was in the form of none other than the beloved Habib, the beloved of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, the cream of creation of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, who Allah Azza wa Jalla sent him as a mercy to all mankind, to the entire world. So Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we have not sent you, O beloved Habib Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except as mercy for mankind. Now following are just some of the prophets alayhi musallam sayings which are indicative of his mercy, kindness, tolerance and beautiful teachings. So our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself emphasized, in one narration it comes out, the most perfect of believers in belief is the best of them in character. Subhanallah. In another narration, it comes out, he is not a perfect Muslim, he is not a perfect believer who eats his fill while his neighbor goes hungry. And in another narration, Allah Azza wa Jalla will not shower mercy to him who does not show mercy to others. So subhanallah, how desperately do we as a society and in these times of need, in these times that need such a beautiful advice. These are the times of need when we look around us, when we see what is going out in the world. If only we can practice upon the model example of a beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he was rahmatun lil alameen. Because him Allah Azza wa Jalla, who is full of mercy, he sent us our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is rahmatun lil alameen. Now, let us look at the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla towards His creation. Now, the creation of human beings and all their faculties is a great rahmah of Allah Azza wa Jalla in itself. You know? So, when you look at the creation of human beings in itself, it shows you the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. The fact that we cannot get out of our bed, you cannot work, you cannot eat, you cannot play and sleep, should make us be grateful to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. All this dependent on the rahmah and mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. So in it comes out in the Holy Quran, وَمِن رَحْمَتِهِ جَعَلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ لِتَسْكُنُوا فِيهِ وَلِتَبْتَغُوا مِن فَضْلِهِ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentions that out of His mercy, He made for you the night and the day that you may rest in it and seek from His bounty, and that perhaps you will be grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal. So another mercy is the fact that He created us when we are born into this world. We have no sins, we have no burden of sins. We are sinless when we are born and we hold and will not hold us to account until at the age of maturity and decision making. So Allah Azza wa Jalla, when He brings us into this world, He brings us with a clean heart, with heart that is doesn't have any sins, and he brings us into this world without a load of sins, etc., until we reach the age of maturity and decision making. But nevertheless, forgiveness of sins is another example of the mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. As Allah Azza wa Jal knows we are imperfect and commit mistakes, the fact that believers commit sins does not mean that we should lose hope in the mercy and rahmah of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and that we should never ever think that we have reached the limits in terms of reaching to the mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So Allah Azza wa Jal tells us in the Holy Quran,
قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا.
O my servants who have transgressed against their souls, do not despair of the mercy of Allah, for Allah forgives all sins, for He is all forgiving, most merciful. So Allah Azza wa Jal, He is so merciful and ensures that every creation is looked after, from the fish in the depths of the ocean to the insects in the earth and the birds in the skies, all are sustained by Allah Azza wa Jal. So how do we increase Allah Azza wa Jalla's mercy upon us? Indeed, the mercy of Allah is nearer to the doers of good. Allah Azza wa Jalla says that
Inna rahmatallahi qareebun min al-muhsinin.
Indeed, the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla is near to the doers of good. The people who receive, all those that are close to the rahmah of Allah Azza wa Jalla, are those that have acknowledged His blessings and favors. Use them in a way that pleases Allah Azza wa Jal. Spend their Allah-given wealth in charity and to look after the needy. Employ their hands to care for the orphans and utilize the gift of speech to speak good and perform other honorable acts ordained by Allah Azza wa Jal. So this tells us that when we ourselves perform good deeds and when we ourselves ensure that we are obeying Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we adhere to the commandments of Allah, we adhere and practice and steadfastly follow the orders and the beautiful example of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the more you are closer to the rahmah and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So when we ourselves also depart ourselves, detach ourselves, and we become far away from the commandments of Allah, we are disobedient of Allah, we are disobedient of our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we do not follow the beautiful examples and model of perfection as far as human being is concerned by following Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then the rahmah of Allah Azza wa Jalla as well, it becomes far away from us. So our beloved Aqa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in one narration it comes out that he is reported to have stated, Allah Azza wa Jalla will show mercy to those who show mercy to the people. Show mercy to those who are on earth, and those in heaven will show mercy to you. So we should try our level best to attain the rahmah of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Because in attaining the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, we understand that we have to be close to Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We have to obey Allah and His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in order for us to obtain the rahmah of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we make sincere dua to Allah Azza wa Jal that Allah Azza wa Jal make it easy for us, that we become recipients of the rahmah of Allah Azza wa Jal and appreciate the rahmah of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and as well as stick ourselves and be adherent to the laws and orders of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that we can benefit immensely from the rahmah of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Ameen. Bijahi Nabil Ameen wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Islam is the way of life. Islam is the complete way of life. Islam is the way of life.